Hello, I'm Gary Pierce, and this podcast is about the Vivienne scales by CareTech. Now, this scale is quite a lot more complex than the bathroom scale, so by force the podcast will need to be a bit longer, but I like to keep my podcast concise so that you don't get bored listening to it. The first thing to do, I guess, is to describe the unit. It's a very nice looking flat scale, measuring probably less than an inch thick, or around about an inch thick, 2.54 millimeters, I believe. I'm not really very good at thinking in metric. I'm one of the older type persons, and I still find inches more comfortable, I suppose, because I don't deal in many linear measurements in my life. On the back of the device is the square weighing plate, and towards the front is the control section, and the control section has a display on the left, and to the right of that display there is a standard telephone dial type layout keypad with a small round button over on the left underneath the display. Now, the scale itself, to use it in its basic way, is really quite simple. You press the power button, which is that round button I spoke about, and the scale responds with
ready.
And there you are then able to just place the thing to be weighed on the plate, like so.
14 gram.
And to switch the scale off, you just hold down that same power button. Now, that's the basic point of the scale, but this scale is kind of interesting because it has a lot of other functions, some of which I don't understand, and as this podcast progresses I will consult the manual and understand it along with anyone listening to it. The first and most obvious things to say about it, which I can do without consulting the manual, is that it has a clock built in. That's on key number 4. And key number 6 is a calendar, and I'll demonstrate that. I'll just press the 4 key.
3:55 p.m.
And the 6 key.
Tuesday, 1st January 2013.
Now, that are pretty easy, because if you hold those keys down, you set those parameters, and if you just touch them, you get to hear what's in the parameters. Perhaps the best thing to do is to go through the functions numerically, that way we won't miss anything. Now, 1 is the add weight function, and I'll show you what that does. If you're adding, say you wanted to add a weight to another weight, well, say you put something on the scale.
14 grams.
Now, that 14 grams, we can save that by pressing 1. Now, if you put something else on the scale as well, that will be added.
43 gram.
Now, if I press 1 on that,
added 29 gram.
So there,
43 gram.
So there's, see, there you are. That, and then another one, just to finish with.
92 gram.
And press 1. So that's what that does. I don't think it's something you would use much, but nonetheless, that's what the function does. Now, to clear that addition memory, you just press and hold memory 1. And unless you do that, that saved number will stay in there. I don't know about when the scale is switched off, but certainly pressing the tear button, which is the power button, doesn't take that away. You have to physically hold down 1 to get rid of the add function. Now, the next button, which is 2, that's the desired weight button. And basically what it lets you do is, supposing that you want to weigh out several things of the same weight, well, you set the desired weight by putting the correct thing on the scales, and then rather than having to wait for it to speak and check that you're approaching or exceeding the desired weight that's been memorized, it does it with beeps. It just speeds things up a little bit, and it, when you get the weight the same, it'll say desired weight reached. And if it's lighter, it makes one kind of sound, and if it's heavier, it makes another kind of sound, and those pulses become closer together the closer you get to that desired weight. So that's what that one does. Now, of course, we're at key four, and key four is the time key, and if it's held down with six, it also activates the menu function. And there are two ways to get at the three things in that menu function. One is by going through the menus, and the other is to use the keys held down. So that menu function does time, calendar, and countdown timer. But you can also get at those by holding down their respective keys. The logic to setting the time is just that you hold down the time button and you use the star and hash buttons as plus and minuses, and as each parameter is set, you move on to the next one by pressing the power or tear button. It's the same button, of course. Setting the date is done in the same way, so that covers keys 4, 5, and 6. Now key 7 is the countdown timer. Now the countdown timer is a beeper type timer, and just to let you see what happens, I'll set a 15 second timer so you can hear what it does. Okay, we'll do that.
Adjust the timer. Inactive.
And I'll make it active first of all.
Active. 0 minutes.
We'll leave that.
0 seconds.
And we'll make that.
1, 2, 3.
You can either do that or you can press the digit keys, but let's...
4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15 seconds.
Now.
Start, still, 15 seconds.
So you get a 9, 8... 7. So that, it actually, there, that's one of their standard things. I've got one of their time machines and it works in the same way. So that covers the time function. Now the 8 key is a very useful key because it allows you to weigh different things. You're not just confined to weighing in ounces or grams. You can do things like
milliliter water, milliliter milk, milliliter oil, pints, ounces, fluid ounces water, fluid ounces milk, fluid ounces oil.
So let's just say that we want to weigh that, and if you poured some oil into the thing, it would say things like
0.8 fluid ounces oil.
So that's the sort of thing that you can do with the conversion function. Now there's only one key left because the hash and star keys control the volume if no other buttons are pressed, and they seem to be involved in changing the settings one unit at a time if you're in other menus. Now the 9 key, that says
scale counter 0 piece.
So scale counter 0 pieces, and I've just got to go upstairs and see what that does. Now this is how to use the counter. The first thing you do is press and hold the 9 key, which makes the scale ask you for the reference weight. You put one piece of the lolly to be weighed on the scale. You press the power key, it asks you how many pieces that is, and you can enter a number. So, say you might have 5 pieces and you only want to weigh it in groups of 5, but if you don't enter a number and just press the power key again, it presumes 1. So now you've got your weight and your counter set, And then you then press the 9 key to activate the counter, having first taken the stuff off the scale. And then when you put the whole lot of the stuff to be weighed, it'll divide it into pieces so that you know how many lollies you've got. And that's more or less the way that that part of it works. The only thing left to say about the scale is that it runs on 4 AAA batteries. I happen to be using rechargeables, and I think they're quite economical. You can run them on power, but I don't really see why you'd want to unless you're using them very heavily. And they seem to do a very good job. They're accurate, and altogether I'm quite pleased with them. Any inquiries, please email me if I haven't covered something. I'll only be too pleased to try. Thank you for listening to the podcast.